You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. Welcome back to Oswego. Oswego State held its 31st annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration last Wednesday, February 5th. The event welcomed us and Black Panther actor Winston Duke as the keynote speaker and featured a brief history on the event and performances by the Oswego State Singers and Oswego State Gospel Choir. The Counseling Services Center has earned accreditation by the International Accreditation of Counseling Services for their support of students' mental health and wellness. Cooper and Glimmer Glass Fitness Centers have modified their fitness class schedules, adding new 30-minute long sessions. Cooper's graduate assistant, Caitlin Miller.
We know that students have a lot of strict schedules, and we want to be able to give students who only have 30 minutes still an opportunity to go to classes.
The current hours for both on-campus fitness centers are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wednesday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. The Oswego State Sustainability Office hosted a 3-day closet sale in Hewitt Ballroom, selling donated items including clothes, hats, scarves, and bedding. Students were invited last Saturday to come and fill a bag of clothes for just $5. Graduate intern for the Office of Sustainability, Spencer Johnson.
A lot of times you get back to campus and you're like, oh, I forgot this or I forgot that. And so instead of having to make that trip out to Walmart to buy something new, to stay on campus and get something a lot cheaper is really helpful for the students, and that's one of the reasons that we want to do it this first weekend back.
Oswego State has a newly appointed interim chief of university police. Kevin Velzy has over 30 years of service at the college and has served as the assistant police chief since 2013. Velzy will remain as acting chief until senior leadership at the college decides on a candidate to fill the position permanently. The comic shop in Oswego is set to close sometime this March. After serving the community for over 27 years, store owner Arlene Spitzman has decided to close the store in order to spend more time with her grandchildren. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week.